friends. This year is a continuation of the previous year, second segment on the topic of Kavod HaMelech, very, very geshmak and yonim, based on the Sefer Be'er Miriam of Hagona Gadol Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal. And in the first year we asked four questions, which I'm not going to review. I refer you to the first year. And in this year we will go further, and Mirtz Hashem, as we progress, things will become clear. So even if you didn't hear the first year, you'll be able to Mirtz Hashem to understand this one. The Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin and of Yates Amar Aleph asks Akasha and the Gemara there. The Gemara there is talking about Yanai HaMelech, who was accused of killing an Eved, and they wanted to testify him about him in the Beis Din, and they said, Yanai HaMelech Amor Al Raglecha, stand up. Frex Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin, how can this be? Since a melech is greater than a Talmud Chacham, in the sense that you have to give him more honor, because a melech shemachal al kavodo, ein kavodo machul, ma she'en ken a Talmud Chacham. Kavodo is machul, Talmud Chacham can forego his kavod, a melech cannot. So since we say in Shavuos Daf Lamed Amud Beis that a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to stand up in court, because the essay of Kavod HaTorah is more important than standing up. So certainly a melech, if the Kavod of a melech is more valuable to us than the Kavod of a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham darf nishtanin, the Talmud Chacham doesn't have to stand, so then a king certainly doesn't have to stand. So why then did they tell Yanai to stand up? So look there in Tosfos, Sanhedrin Yotes Amr Aleph, who answers, V'yesh Lomar, Devadai Esei Dekavod HaTorah Adif, V'im Kein Afa Pishen Talmud Chacham Tzarech Le'amod, Yanai HaYotzarech Le'amod, no. Taka, the Kavod of a Talmud Chacham is greater than the Kavod of a Melech, because the Kavod of a Talmud Chacham is Kavod HaTorah. So even though a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to stand, Yanai the king would have to stand. Aye, we said that we know that a king's kavod is more chashuv because a king cannot be moichel and a Talmud Chacham can. That's a different story. V'hai de Talmud Chacham yachol lamod al kavodo, yachol limchal al kavodo, ma she'en kein melech. Do you know why a Talmud Chacham can be moichel on his kavod and a king cannot? Is because the pasuk says, "Som tasim alecha melech shtei maso alecha, ki kvodo lo b'balo mishum mitzis hamakom, kachu, v'ni yochel afkia mitzis hamakom, aval tamut chacham taraso delay." The mitzvah of som tasim alecha melech is why you have to be mechabed a king, and if a king is mochel and is covered, so then he's being mafkia, he's removing the mitzvah of the Torah, mitzvah of Hashem. And therefore, he can't be mochel. But a Talmud Chacham, Tarasu delay. But a Talmud Chacham, the Torah is his. And mele he can be mochel. Ad kan divrei Tosfos. So Tosfos did not write that the Kavod HaMelech is not his, whereas the Kavod of a Talmud Chacham is his, and therefore the Kavod Melech can't be mochel, and a Talmud Chacham can. It's not what Tosfos writes. Tosfos writes that the Kavod HaMelech is machmas mitzvah hamokom, because of Hashem's mitzvah, and therefore he can't be mochel. Masha'en ken a Talmud Chacham, it's his kavod, he can't mochel. In other words, the kavod of a Talmud Chacham is greater, and therefore a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to stand in court, and a melech does. And the reason that a melech cannot be mochel, and a Talmud Chacham can, is not because the kavod of a melech is greater, it's not the kavod of a Talmud Chacham is greater. The reason is because the kavod of a melech, even though it's not as great as the Kavod of Talmud Chacham, still it's a mitzvah. And he can't be mevater on the mitzvah. Hashem ken Talmud Chacham, the Kavod is his. And Tosfos brings a raya for this. They say, look, pasuk says, Som tasim alecha melech, shtei maso alecha. Som Tosim Alecha Melech, that you have to be in awe of him. So from the fact that you have to be in awe of him, Tosfos says, and the Kvodos Balo Mishum Mitzvos Hamakom. So apparently this doesn't make sense, because even if we didn't have a pasuk of Som Tosim, the din of Kavod HaMelech is because of a mitzvah. And you would think that since it's the Kavod for the king, he's the Bailim and he can be Mochel. So where do we learn from Som Tosim? Where do you see in that pasuk Shtei Maso Alecha that he's not the Bailim to be Mochel? As we're trying to prove that he's not the Bailim here to be Mochel. We know that it's Mitzvah Hamakom. We're trying to prove from the Som Tosim that even though it's Mitzvah Hamakom, you would think that the Mitzvah Hamakom is to be Mechabi the king, and the king is the Bailim, and therefore he can be Mochel. Komash Malah, no, Som Tosim Alecha Melech, he can't be Mochel, it's Mitzvah Hamakom. He said, but how do you see in this pasuk Dafka Som Tosim that it's Mitzvah Hamakom and he can't be Mochel? You would think that it's a mitzvah and he can be Mochel because he's the Bailim. So where did you see from Som Tosim that he's not the Bailim? All you see from Som Tosim is the Chiyuv Kavod. But the fact that he can't be Mochel, Mehechetesi, that we learned from this pasuk, that's the first kasha we have on Tosis. Damn, it's good always to learn a Tosis and think about it. Tosis says, you know why a king cannot be Mochel on a Kavod? Not because it's more chashiv than the Kavod of a Talmud Chacham, but because of the pasuk of Som Tosim Alecha Melech, which shows that he's not a Bailam to be Mochel on his Kavod. Kashi is, where do you see that he's not a Bailam to be Mochel on his Kavod? You're right, it's Mitzvah Hamakom, but any pasuk would make it Mitzvah Hamakom. It's Mashman Tosis that because it says Som Tosim Alecha Melech, so that implies that he's not the Bailam. Because we know that it's Mitzvah Hamakom. That's why he have a Chiyuv Kavod HaMelech. But Tosfos is trying to prove that even though it's Mitzvah Hamakom, you would think that he's the Bailam to be Mochel. So Kamash Malin Som Tosim, he's not Bailam to be Mochel. Where do you see in Som Tosim he's not Bailam to be Mochel? It's his Kavod. That's Kasha number one. The Iker Tzarech Iyun, Noch HaKasha, Rav Ashi in Sanhedrin, that even a Nasi who's Mochel on his Kavod, Kvodo Mochel, nevertheless a Melech Shemochel on Kvodo ain't Kvodo Mochel. So if a person is a Nasi, he's in a position of authority called the Nasi, so he then cannot be Mochel on his, he can be Mochel, excuse me, on his Kavod. But a Melech Shemochel al Kvodo ain't Kvodo Mochel. As it says, Som Tosim Alecha Melech, Shetei Maso Alecha. So this Heilige Rav Ashi is not coming to teach you the Iker Chi of Kavod from this pasuk, because it's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin and Daf Chof Beis. Ayin Shem in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ein Rochon Asusa, Ein Yoshon Alkisa, Ein Shtam Sharvit, all things, Yatum Mechabiri King. As it says, Som Tosim Alecha Melech, Shtei Maso Alecha. So that's not the Chiddush of Rav Ashi to tell us the Makor for Mitzvah Kavod HaMelech. He's telling us something else. He's saying that you learn from this pasuk not only Din Kavod, but that Ein Kvodo Mochel, that he can't be Mochel on his Kavod. Where is there a remez to this in the pasuk? Where do you see a remez that Melech Shemochel Al Kvodo, Ein Kvodo Mochel, from Som Tosim Alecha Melech? Yeruchim Fishel Perla, in his beer to the Ratzag, his Marich, and Parsha Zayin, Mimina Parshias, but his Mahalach there is very shver. So we're left with a Kasha, second Kasha, which is, how does Rav Ashi get from Som Tosim Alecha Melech that Melech Shemochel Al Kvodo Ein Kvodo Mochel? And the first kash is on Tosfos, who says that from Som Tosim Alecha Melech, you see that he's not Bailam to be Mochel on his Kavod. two similar questions. In Tosfos in Zvachim, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, he's mitaretz the kasha of Tosfos in Sanhedrin, trying to understand why a Talmud Chacham can be mochel on his kavod, and a king cannot, even though Talmud Chacham is more chashuv. The time of the mochel Talmud Chacham ishim the Torah didehu, aval melech ksiv shetei masov alecha. Ein ze shelo, ela shel achirim ve'ein yochol limchol al ze. Ulegabe mitzvus yochol limchol. V'imochel kvodum v'pnei amakom b'shvil kach lo yaniach. V'imochel kvodum v'pnei amakom b'shvil kach lo yaniach shelo tehe maso alecha. So Tosfos in Zvachim says that the reason a Talmud Chacham can be mochel is because it's his Torah. But a melech, you have to fear him, and therefore it's not his. It's shel acherim. He can't be mochel on this. So for mitzvahs, he can be mochel because there's still going to be this awe of the king if he's mochel and is covered for mitzvahs. So there can be mochel, but stam, if it's not for a mitzvah, then the king cannot be mochel. Why? Because ein ze shelo ela shel acherim. So this is not like Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says before it's that it's the mitzvah hamakom kachu ve'enu yochol afkia mitzvah hamakom, that it's a mitzvah of Hashem, and he can't be mafkia the mitzvah of Hashem and be mochel on his kavod. Tosfos in Zvachim says no. Says that he's not the baal kavod. It's Hashem's kavod. And that's a different story. That he can't be mochel on. See, he's not the bialim to be mochel. So we also need a raya from here. We have to understand. How do you see from some to see malecha melech that it's kavod shel acherim below kavod shelo? Again, the Tosfos in Sanhedrin wants to say that it's mitzvah hamakom, and he can't be mochel on mitzvah hamakom. Tosfos in Zvachim says that it's not his. It's others. It's not al mitzvah hamakom, but it's not his kavod to be mochel. It's shel acherim. Ve'en yochol limchol zeh. So where do you see from Som Tosfos Melech HaMelech that he can't be mochel on the kavod of acherim? Who says from Som Tosim Alech HaMelech that it's Kavod Acherim and he can't be mochel on this Kavod? Just like we asked in Sanhedrin, how do you see from Som Tosim Alech HaMelech that it's Mitzvah HaMakom and he's not the Bailan to be mochel on Mitzvah HaMakom? How do you see, according to the Tosim Zvachim, that it's a Mitzvah Shel Acherim and he's not the Bailan to be mochel on the Kavod of Acherim? Where do you see that from Som Tosim Alech HaMelech? That it's kavod shel acherim and not his kavod. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says that it's mitzvah hamakom the som tasim alecha melech, and he's not bailim over this mitzvah hamakom. How do you see that from som tasim alecha melech? You think he is, because the mitzvah is to give him kavod. How do you see from som tasim alecha he can't be moch? Tosfos in Zvachim says that you see from som tasim alecha melech that it's not his kavod, it's the kavod of others, and he can't be mochel on the kavod of others. Where do you see that he's not the bialim to be mochel on the kavod of others from Som Tosim Alecha Melech? We also have to understand Vayter and Tosfos. Tosfos adds that b'makom mitzvah there's no problem of emaso alecha. Tosfos says the mochel kvodum b'nei hamakom u'gabi mitzvah yochel limcho. By mitzvahs you can be mochel because the mochel kvodum b'nei hamakom b'shvil kach lo yaniach shelo te'emaso alecha. For mitzvahs he can't, because if his mochel is covered for Hashem, then it's not going to set aside his emaso alecha. So why did Tosfos need to add this addendum? What was the kasha? The kasha is that melech is more chomer than a talmud chacham, and that we have a kal v'chomer. No, melech. If a melech is adif mit talmud chacham, and that a melech can't be mochel and is covered, and a talmud chacham can. Therefore, if a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to stand, the Melech certainly shouldn't have to stand. And we answered, no. It's not greater. Really, the kavod of a Talmud Chacham is greater. And you can't learn from Talmud Chacham. And really, the mitzvah of Amidah is greater than kavod HaMelech. Kavod of a Talmud Chacham is greater than a kavod of a Melech. And therefore, a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to stand. A Melech does. And the reason a Melech can't be Mochel, Tosfos said very nicely, is because it's not his kavod, someone else's. And therefore, he doesn't have the right to be Mochel on someone else's kavod. Ela shel acherim. So Tosfos, the Sanhedrin, just proved that a Talmud Chacham really is greater. And therefore, a Talmud Chacham Yoshev u'Melech Omed. And then they explained also why Melech cannot be Mochel, because he can't be Mafkia Mitzvah Hamakom. But Tosfos and Zvachim didn't suffice with that. It didn't suffice for them to say that Ein Zeh Shelo Ela Shel Acherim, and therefore he can't be Mochel. But Taka, the kavod of a Talmud Chacham is greater than his kavod. No, they had to add, but for a mitzvah, if he's Mochel and his kavod, for a mitzvah, then there's still going to be a maso alecha. And therefore, Yanai can stand, because he was standing for a mitzvah, so there's still going to be a maso alecha. But you don't have to come on to that. Even if that weren't true, you could still say that Yanai has to stand, because the mitzvah to stand is greater than the mitzvah of kavod HaMelech. And there's no raya from a Talmud Chacham, because a Talmud Chacham doesn't stand because his kavod is even greater than the mitzvah of Amidah. But a Melech isn't as great. And the fact that a Melech can't be Mochel, that tells us also explain, because it's not his kavod, it's Shel Acherim. Not only that, if it's because of a mitzvah you have to stand, because of the mitzvah of Amidah, and that's why Tosfos says you have to stand. So for a mitzvah you need mechila, like we saw in the previous shir. For chalitz and yibum, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Melech has to be mochel in order to do chalitz and yibum. And Yanai and Agrippus stood up when he read the Torah, because he was mochel. So b'makom mitzvah you require mechila. But Yanai wasn't mochel. They told him to stand. He wasn't mochel on his kavod. They told him. So why were they mechayiv him to stand? You're not mechayiv when there's a mitzvah only if there's mechila. But here there wasn't mechila. There has to be a mitzvah together with mechila. But here there was no mechila, so what does the mitzvah help us? And also, if Tosfos is correct in their svara that asiyas mitzvah is not a stira le'maso alecha, so why taka do you need mechila? Why do we find such an inyan of mechila by a mitzvah? A mitzvah is not a stira le'maso alecha. They're still going to fear you, even though you're mochel on your kavod, because it's the mechila on your kavod is for a mitzvah. Chalitz and yibum l'rabbanan, mechila doesn't help at all. Why not? There's nothing against Kavod HaMelech. So a Melech should be chayiv b'zeh k'chol Yisrael. If a mitzvah is not a stira te'maso alecha, we shouldn't require mechil at all. You should have to do it. And how do you explain the Rabbanan that mechil is not even effective? Why not? The mitzvah. So, we presented a number of very strong questions here on Tosfos. First, we wanted to understand the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosfos Sanhedrin says that the reason that a king has to stand when they're testifying about him and a Talmud Chacham does not is because the kavod of a Talmud Chacham is greater than that of a king. And that the king can be mochel on his, cannot be mochel on his kavod, and a Talmud Chacham can, is for a different reason. Talmud Chacham, the Torah is his, that he can be mochel on. But a king, it's a different story. A king, it's a mitzvah hamakom to be mechavid him. And he can't forego mitzvah hamakom. Can't be mafkia mitzvah hamakom. And therefore, he's not allowed to be mochel on his kavod, but a Talmud Chacham, it's his own kavod that he can be mochel on. But that a Talmud Chacham should be, that a melech should be mochel on mitzvah hamakom, that he can't do. And where do you see that he can't be mochel on mitzvah hamakom? From Som Tassim Alecha Melech Shtei Maso Alecha. We ask, where do you see in Som Tassim Alecha Melech Shtei Maso Alecha that he's not the bailum to be mochel on the mitzvah hamakom? Maybe the mitzvah makom is to be mechabed him, and he can be mochel on that. Similarly, we asked according to Rav Ashi, who says that a melech shemochel, even though a nasi, even according to Mandi Yomer, nasi shemochel kavodo, kavodo mochel, a melech can't be mochel on his kavod because it says on tonsim alecha shtein maso alecha. So he's not coming to teach us the ikachi of kavod. That already we learned in the Mishnah. He's coming to teach us that he can't be mochel on his kavod. Where do you see on tonsim alecha melech that he can't be mochel on his kavod? And we saw the Tosfos Zvachim, and up to Zayin Amud Aleph, who gave a different teretz to the kasha. That a Talmud Chacham, Torah is his, he can be mochel. But a melech, it's a shtei masu alecha, ein zeh shelo, ela shel acherim. It's not his kavod, it's others. It's in the kavod of Hashem, and that he can't be mochel on. It doesn't say it's mitzvah hamakom, but it's kavod shel acherim. It's kavod shel acherim. Maybe it's kavod Hashem. Maybe it's kavod of Klal Yisrael. It's not clear. Tosfos just says shel acherim. But where do you see from some tosim that he can't be mochel because it's kavod shel acherim? Where does it come out in that pasuk? And then Tosfos there concludes with an addendum. But when it comes to a mitzvah, it's a different story. If he's mochel, he's covered in order to do a mitzvah. So that is not going to shter the emaso alecha. First of all, Tosfos in Sanhedrin didn't need this addendum. The kasha is answered even without that. Why does the melech have to stand? Why does the melech not have to stand? He doesn't have to stand because, why can he not be mochel as kavod? He can't be mochel as kavod because it's eino shelo ala shel acherim. That's why he can't be mochel as kavod. But when it comes to standing, there, where when he's mochel is covered, it's fine because it's he's doing a mitzvah, it's mipnei hamakom, and therefore there's still going to be fear of him. But even if we don't come on to the to this Dimochu Kavodo Mipne Hamakom Bishvilkach Lo Inir Shlo Tzlei Masu Alech, even if we don't say that, the kasha still answered, because the kasha was, how do you explain that a Talmud Chacham whose kavod is greater can be mochel on his kavod, and a melech whose kavod is less cannot be mochel on his kavod? What's the terror to that kasha? Teretz, we said, Talmud Chacham, the kavod is his, and a melech, the kavod is of a cherim. And that's why, even though the kavod of Talmud Chacham is greater, but he can be mochel and a melech can't. So why do we have to explain this amida that, okay, but if he's mochel on his kavod because of the mipnei hamakom, that's not answering our kasha. And Tosin Sanhedrin didn't feel the need to add that. But there's no chisar in a maso alecha when there's a mitzvah. And if it's true that if for a mitzvah you have to stand, then you also need mechila, like we find by Yibum Mechalit according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Amida b'parashas HaMelech, when Agrippus reads the read the Torah. So Yaneh wasn't mochel, so why were they mechayivim to stand? And also, Tosis is right that doing a mitzvah is not a stirat masa alecha. So why do you need mechila? First of all, Yaneh wasn't mochel, so why were they mechayivim to stand? Because you need mechila. But why do you need mechila? You shouldn't need mechila at all. Why not? Because what you did, because it's not a stira tei maso alecha, so it shouldn't need mechila. It should be automatic. And chalitz and yibum, according to Rabbanu, mechila doesn't even help. Why not? Not neged kavod hamelech. It's a mitzvah. So why isn't a king chayv like all other Jews? So Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson in the Sholem Meshiv Madura Tlisach El Gal Sim Tavchuf Gimel, he asks a little bit of what we asked. So now we added on to the slew of questions in the previous year. We have another slew of questions. So now we get to the beginning of the Mahalach, and that is a beautiful diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kovet Gadol Noagim B'melech, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Kavod gadol noagim b'melech. Number two, talks about mora. Umesimin lo ema v'yira b'leiv kol adam. And you place his awe and fear in the heart of every man. So we have to understand why by kavod the Rambam said noagim, and the gabe ema v'yira the Rambam says mesimin. Belev kol adam. So it would appear from this that the din of kavod hamelech is not midim som tasim shetei maso alecha, which is a din chiyuvi. It's a positive din of ashvuye emo v'yira belev kol adam. Pas the som tasim alecha, so it means you have to place an active placing of emo and yira mipnei hamelech. The din of kavod is a special din of kavod hamelech. Give a special din of kavod talmud chacham, the rabbi, the aviv. And we see this chiluk of kavod and ema and yira expressed in the din of a nasi. This Nasi, without getting into all the pratim of Nasi, that would be a good shir bifne atzmo. But this Nasi says in Kiddushin Lamed Beis, there's a gedr kavod haTorah by the Nasi. And there's a man diyamar there, looking Kiddushin Lamed Beis, that a Rav shemochal al kavod kavod mochel. Nasi shemochal al kavod ein kavod mochel. So Nasi has a very stark din of kavod. That is covered cannot be machul. And in Nasi, there's no din of a maso alecha. Because everything it says in the Mishnah, Daf Chaf Beis and Sanhedrin, Ein Mishtam Shem Bekele V'Shar Kli Tashmisho, from the Pasuk of Som Tosim, that doesn't apply to a Nasi. Just that you burn his items after he dies. It says in the Rambam, based on the Sugyan of Rezor Yad Aleph Amid Aleph, that does apply to a Nasi. Rashi says, Sreif is an Inyan of Chashivus, the Rant is an Inyan of Kavod. There is Kavod for the Nasi. The Chazdei David and the Tosefta Perakas of Shabbos, he asked Bemis, how do we know the din Sreifa Benasi Sheino Melech? So in the Ber Miriam in Perak Aleph, Halacha Gimel, he explains that a Nasi has a din Melech, Lekama Dvarim. He just doesn't have the din of a Shilton of a Melech. He doesn't have the same power, this Nasi. This leader, this spiritual leader, the Nasi, doesn't have the same power as the king. Rulership power. But the din of Kavod Malchus, that's because of the Gavra and the Chashivus, that he's a Melech, we see this Chashivus by Nasi as well. So the Nasi has special Chashivus of Kavod. There's just no din of Shtei Maso Alecha. That's what Meisimin Belev Kol Adam. Why Meisimin Belev Kol Adam? Because everybody is under his governorship. And that's Machayev Ema. Nasi doesn't have this Shilton. He doesn't have this Din. But the Din Kavod HaMelech we have by Nasi as well. So the Noagim Bo Kavod applies to a king. It also applies to a Nasi. The Shtei Maso Alecha, Shemisimin Lo Ema V'Yir B'Lev Kol Adam. That's not Machmas the Gavra, as Kavod is, which applies to Nasi and Melech. But rather, this Ema is because it's in the hearts of the people. Because the king has Shilton over them. King is ruling over them. And it would appear that there's a difference between the din of Kavod and the din Ema be'etzem Mahuso. Because Kavod is for the Gavra, that his Chashivus is because of the Malchus. And that's Mechayiv and Hag of Kavod, mitam this Chashivus. Chash of Gavra. Mashenkein din Ema is not Miuched as Klape Amelech Atzma. Rather, it's an Indian of Amos HaMalchus. It's not only Amos HaMelech, it's Amos HaMalchus. The expression of this Amos HaMalchus is Ema Klapei HaMelech. But the Iker is the Ema Machmas the Metzius of Malchus and Shilton. And therefore the Rambam emphasizes Bekavod, that it's Kavod HaMelech. But by Ema and Yira, he writes, not mitzad the melech. It doesn't say nogim kavod b'melech, nogim ema b'yir b'melech. He writes that about kavod. By ema and yir, he says, belev kol adam. That the ikar sibas hachiyuv is not b'melech, it's b'chol adam. That they should have an ema and yir klape the malchus, not the melech, not the king, but the kingship. But the lamais of the ema and the yir is b'ema klape amelech. But the Yesod and Sharish of the Inyan is Malchus and Shilton. So now we have a very, very important chiluk. That Kavod is Klapei the Gavra, the Chashivas of the Gavra. That applies to a Melech and a Nasi. Ema is because of his Malchus, because of his Shilton. That only applies to a Melech. A Nasi doesn't have the same power as a Melech does. So this Nasi is a very, very chashuv person, and he's the president of the Sanhedrin, and he has a lot of Torah, and he has a lot of power, but he's not Malchus. Who's Malchus? Malchus is only the king. So Nasi deserves lots of kavod, However, when it comes to Eimon Yira, that's only the Melech. And therefore it says, with respect to Eimon Yira, it says, Belev Kol Adam. Because the person has to fear the Musig of Malchus, and that's expressed by him fearing the king. Hashem Ken Kavod, the Kavod of the Nasi is going to be like the Kavod of the Melech. It's the din of the Chashivas of the Gavra. A Yisor for this we see in Zvachim Kuf Beis Amar Aleph, Menachot Tzadi Ches Amar Aleph, and Rav Yanei, Lom Teim Es Malchus Alecha, Shanem Rav Yodu Kol Abdecha Ile, Vilu Didei Lo Komer Le, Yardu Kol Abdecha Ile Ilai, Vilu Didei Lo Komer Le. A person should always have Amos HaMalchus, because we see by Moshe Rabbeinu in Paro, that it says, that he said to the Paro, then, oh, when this Malchus comes, then all your servants are going to come to me, and he didn't say you. So he had covered for Paro. Yochan says a different pasuk. Vayad Hashem Haisal Eliyahu Vayishanes Masna Vayotzef Nei Achav. He ran before Achav. Covered HaMelech Eliyahu. Achav wasn't such a kishmak a guy. And look at the Marasha, who says that Achav was a Melech Russia. Why is Yochai B'chvodo? However, here the Gemara is emphasizing Eimas Malchus. There's an aim of Malchus. La'olam tehei emas malchus alecha. Not emas melech, and not kavod melech. Because like we said, the din ema is not because of the gavra, it's because of the shilton and the malchus. And the mele, it doesn't matter if it's a rasha or if it's a goy. It could be a paro, it could be an achav, doesn't matter. Sof, there's malchus. And malchus requires emas malchus. Look in Rashi Ala Torah, Parshas Vayichi, Perek Mem Ches, Pasuk Beis. Vayitzchazek Yisrael Vayeshev Al Amito. Rashi writes, Amar Afal Pishu Hu Bini. Even though Yosef is only my son, why do I have to get up for him? Melechu, because he's a king. Achalik lo kovet, mikan shechokin kovet, la malchus. Chen Moshe, v'chen Elio. Raya from Moshe, and Raya from Elio. In other words, the chiyuv is not midin som tasim, but rather it's midin malchus for shilton. This achalik lo kavod is midin malchus for shilton, not midin som tasim. And look earlier. In Rashi, Mem Zayin Lamed Ches, by Ishtachu Yisrael, Al Rosh Hamita, he brings the Gemara in Megillah, Hainu Damrin Shitala Bidna Sagidle. And when the fox has his time, you have to bow down to him. Why didn't he say Mitzat Kavod HaMalchus that he bowed down? Like the Rambam says later on, in Halacha Hey, there's a Chiyuv Ishtachava LeMelech. The answer is that Ishtachava is a Din Kavod, but there's no Chiyuv to Yosef, because he's only Mishnah LeMelech. He's not a Melech B'cheftza. And he was also Melech Mitzrayim. He wasn't Melech Yisrael. And therefore, Yaakov only bowed down to him out. The reason the Gemara in Megillah, that when someone has his chush of time, then you have to bow down to him. But not else that he was a Melech. But not sitting. It says in the pasuk, "Vayischazik Yisrael, vayeshev al amito." He strengthened himself and he sat upright on the bed. So there, it's neged emes hamalchus. If you wouldn't have been mischazik and Yosef, then it would have been against Amos Malchus. And therefore Rashi writes, the Chiyuv is mitzad Ikar Adin. Rashi veischazik Yisrael veyeshev al amito writes, Alfa pishu b'ni melechu. Achalik lo kavod. So I have to give him honor because that's against his aim. If I don't, then I'm showing a complete lack of fear. showing that I have no awe of the king. And Eliyahu ran before Achav, Rashi writes. Achav was alone, and it's not Orach Hara for a king to be alone. So it wasn't just a matzav of Nesinas Kavod, that maybe you don't have to give to a Melech Rasha, but it was a matzav of Lav Orach Hara. Here there's a stira to Emes HaMalchus. So in order to prevent this stira to Emes HaMalchus, Eliyahu ran before Achav. And there, that we applies to a Rasha, because we're Mechabed the Malchus, not the Melech. So we're dealing with just covet. When it's pure covet, then that's not obligated to a Melech Rasha, because that's on the chashivas of the guy, and he doesn't have the chashivas. But when we're talking about not being mechabed him, which would cause a lack of ema, which would display a lack of ema, like it was with Eliyahu, and like it was with Yaakov and Yosef, that's already a din in the Malchus. That's maker a din that you have to do. It doesn't matter who the king is. Therefore, that would apply even to Yosef, who was not a Melech Bechefza. So giving kavod to not a Melech Bechefza, that you don't have to do. And therefore, Rashi gives the reason of Tala Bidna Bidna Sagidle. He says, this is his chash of time, so now you bow down to him. But not because he's a Melech Bechefza, because he's not. But when we're talking about not sitting up for him, that's a stira to Ema, and that you have to give to him even if he's not a Melech Bechefza, because you have to honor the concept of Malchus. Like again, the Gemara says, La'olam te Emas Malchus Alecha. And therefore you have to give kavod to Pari, you have to give kavod to Achav. Why? Because in those instances, if they didn't, it would have been a stira to their Ema. You have to make sure, Lolam Te'ema Samalchus Salecha, you have to have the proper Ema. And if you do something that's a stira to Ema, so then you're offending not only the Melech, you're offending the Malchus. And that would apply to a Melech Goy, and that would apply to a Melech Rasha. You can't offend Malchus. And Rashi writes, a lashon of kavod. He says, achalek lo kavod. Why does he say achalek lo kavod? That lashon of kavod is because kavod is usually ba'asiya, and ema is bi'asiya. When a person's in awe, they're not doing anything. And when a person's giving kavod, they're doing something. But to sit up for Yosef, and to run for Achav, those are ma'asim. Therefore, that's more kavodik. So that is why it sounds like it's Rashi uses the lashon of kavod, because kavod is active. But the maisa, the root of that kavod, is really mitzat ema. In other words, normally asiyah is mitzat kavod, but that asiyah is mitzat ema. Had they not done anything, there would have been a lack of ema. Usually when you don't do something, that's a show of ema. But here, had Yaakov not gotten up, had Eliyahu not run before Achav, that would have been an indication that there's a lack of Ema. Therefore, in order to show their Ema, they did what they did. And the reason we use the lashon of Kavod is because Kavod is usually proactive. And here, since they did something proactive, we use the lashon of Kavod. But this Kavod is really just preventing, is just a display of Ema. Because if they wouldn't have done anything, it would have been a lack of aim. So we have our Yesod that we're going to take further in Mirtz Hashem, that Eima is mitzad the Malchus, like the Lashon of the Gemara Taka, which we have already read at least twice. La'olam te Eimas Malchus Alecha. You have to have Eima of Malchus. Eima applies to the Malchus, and Kavod applies to the Gavra. Eima doesn't apply to a Nasi. Kavod does apply to a Nasi. Nasi has Chashivas of a Gavra, but not Malchus. Eima applies to a Melech Russia or a Melech Goy because Chashivas of Malchus. And not Kavod. He's a Russia. And again, Rashi uses just a Lashon of Kavod because Kavod is usually proactive. And here, since something positive was done by Ischazik Yisrael Ve'esh Rosh Amita, and Eliyahu running, so that already shows that's doing something. So doing something is usually covetic. But here the Yesod is to show Eima. And that's why the Lashon of the Gemara, Rav Yanei, Lolam Te Eimas Malchus Alecha. So Eima is on Malchus, and Kavod is on the Gavra. So this is the second part of our Shir. And for Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we have ways to go to answer all of the kashas and to answer a few that we didn't ask yet. And we should all be Zoha Lilmo Dulami Lishma Vlasa Lakamis called every Sam Teresa Amen, be Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.